Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And this is Eric Ossus from Home Street Bank.
Yes, and we were talking right before the break about our upcoming class.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is...
First-time homebuyer class, specifically.
First-time homebuyer class this Saturday in Seattle, kind of over in the Eastlake neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's going to run from 10 o'clock till 3 o'clock. The class is free.
Yes.
The information is invaluable.
I would agree with that. In fact, I actually went... Well, no, seriously. Because we talked about this one other time when we were discussing our class.
Mm-hmm.
The programs...
Right.
That you bring up alone and the cost savings sometimes to a home buyer, it does actually have real value to people.
Oh, I think it's a combination. I mean, because there's, sure, that's all good. So, but also just the information of knowing what all this stuff means.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so many people, if you're driving down the road and you see a sign hanging in front of a house, a for sale sign, you know, that there's a name on the sign and a phone number and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that person represent?
Seller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're the buyer and you want to negotiate the best terms, is that necessarily the person you want to call?
Not always.
I mean, if Reba, if it's your sign, of course you want them to call you, but but no, I mean,
because we want to sell the house. Yeah.
But it's amazing how so many people don't understand agency and how that works.
Correct.
Who represents who in a transaction?
Yep.
Who
yep.
pays for it? How's this all work?
Well, and we have a lot of people who move here from other places. That buyer agency isn't even a thing.
Right. They don't understand it
at all.
In fact,
actually, there's many people even in the U.S., from the U.S. originally, that don't even understand agency and buyer agency because it's only been around since about the 1980s.
That's right. Yeah.
So, you know, if you bought your first home in 1970, you're still probably not that familiar with it because it was something that really came up through consumer protection.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's still a relatively new concept.
But we cover, I mean, in the class, it covers that in great detail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what things you have to be thinking about when you're negotiating.
And agency even changes sometimes from year to year. Agency law within Washington State is very complicated, very, very complicated. And as agency organizations change, it becomes even more complicated. Because, like, let's just take it from the example of me and my team. If I have a listing and one of my agents holds an open house, who do they represent? 'Cause it depends. The answer is it depends. Because if somebody comes to that open house and is chatting with one of the people in my team and they choose to work with them as a buyer agent, if they put it into writing, which you have to put it in writing. I'm going to put it out there to our listeners. Most people on the buyer side tend to get very skittish when they're asked to sign a contract with their agent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The state of Washington really wants us to do that. Mm-hmm. It's not because someone's trying to limit your options. The state wants it to be very, very clear about who we work for.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that is in writing, then we actually have a relationship. If you don't, we don't necessarily have that relationship with you. And so that can very much change the dynamics of what happens.
Oh my gosh.
In a transaction. So it can determine whether it's dual agency, single agency. There's all kinds of things that happen out of it.
Right.
So you have to be really, really clear about that. Well, perfect example. I just got done representing you and you had an unrepresented buyer.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And while I wrote up the contract on behalf of you for the buyer, I didn't represent them.
Right.
And it said so within the contract. We didn't have a contract between us, meaning that buyer. So I absolutely had no duties specific to them, but I had duties specific to you and your family.
Right.
So that was, you know, that's one main example of, you know, it can be very, very different depending on how people approach it.
It's super complicated, but it's important for people to understand what they're getting into and what the risks are. And,
Now, I still had to treat that buyer with honesty and good faith.
Of course.
I'm required by law to do that.
Right.
But I had no duty of confidentiality. So everything that that party shared with me, I could spirit right back over to you.
Very cool.
You know? So, I mean, it's, and people need to really understand that. So we will talk about agency at this class, not in a confusing way.
Right.
And we just want people to understand exactly what's required of the people that they may be hiring to help them buy this, you know, very expensive asset.
Right, and steps that they can take to give to protect themselves and also mm-hmm. get the best representation yeah. that they possibly can.
Build a good knowledge base.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know how to interview an agent. Right questions to ask.
What are the key points that make an agent good? What should you right. be looking for?
And same thing for a mortgage broker.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And the programs, oh my gosh, there's mm-hmm. so many different programs, but for first-time buyers, there's zero down. There's multiple zero down options out there available right now. Mm-hmm. And some of them, you don't even have to be a first-time home buyer.
And oh, really?
No. And actually, even with that, the definition of a first-time home buyer is that you have not owned your principal residence for at least 3 years.
Right.
So if you own something 4 years ago, but you haven't for the last three, guess what? You're a first-time home buyer.
So let me ask you something, though. Mm. What if somebody owns a property out of state,
mm-hmm.
still owns it, though,
mm-hmm.
but hasn't lived there? Will they still count for something like that?
If we look at their tax return and they have not claimed a property as their principal residence for 3 years, then yeah, we could probably make the case that they are a first-time buyer.
Okay.
It depends on...
I may have somebody for
some
that.
Of the programs, there's some nuances to that.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the programs will allow it and some of them will not.
Okay.
But so that's one of those areas that gets a little bit gray.
Our favorite
program
answer.
Specific.
It depends.
That's right. What's that saying? The gray areas are where the trouble goes to hide.
Oh, so, lovely.
Totally okay. true. But
I hate to say I have a lot of gray in my life. I don't know.
Yeah, you're good. So we're going to be talking about a lot of programs that are offered by the Washington State Housing Finance Commission, which is mm-hmm. a nonprofit agency in Washington, and that's what this first-time buyer class is sponsored by. Reba and I mm-hmm. teach this class free of charge. We volunteer
mm-hmm.
you know, for the Washington State Housing mm-hmm. Finance Commission. There's also some other programs out there. There's one that's really cool that not very many people at all know about called LIFT, Neighborhood LIFT.
Yeah.
And this one can be combined with different things, but LIFT will give you a grant of up to $7,500. You do have to be a first-time home buyer, and there are some income limits on the program.
Okay.
But if you live in the home for 3 years, that $7,500 grant, it's forgiven, goes away.
Nice.
So you just got to live there for 3 years. Actually, every year they forgive.
Which is very doable. Most people don't like mm-hmm. moving that often anyway.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Most of the time for appreciation purposes, you want to live there, you know, maybe 5 years or more anyway.
That's right. So this is a program that most of these require homebuyer education. So that's mm-hmm. one of the reasons we teach the class. You can't get these programs. You don't have access to them unless right. you have completed homebuyer education.
Well, and you have to work with one of the lenders who's also certified in the program, correct?
Yes, that's
because
right.
not all brokers or loan officers
No.
are.
There's
not. Actually quite a few of them
that are not. You have to be really careful about that, too, because I've had that multiple times where a customer will ask me, gosh, you know, I asked you about this, and you brought up all these different programs, but mm-hmm. I asked this other person that I've been talking with, and they said, mm-hmm. no, none of that exists.
Right.
And it's like, why is that? Well, yeah, that's right. They're not certified. Yeah. So they don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Because that they can't offer that program.
I wonder if also they're new and just don't even know.
Oh, sure. I think so.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of that happens because this isn't a mandatory thing. It's just like anybody. You enter into a profession. Well, not like anybody, mm-hmm. I guess. But, you know, maybe the loan officer starting out knows a conventional loan. And mm-hmm. then maybe later they might learn an FHA loan.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe they might learn a VA.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time you get to down payment assistance loans and mortgage credit certificates and you know some of the more I don't want to say exotic but creative mm-hmm. types of financing, it takes a while get those figured out.
It's a buildup of information, that's for sure.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, and that mortgage credit certificate, that's another one.
That's one of my favorites.
So cool.
Yeah. Because not only does it give you the tax benefit, it helps people qualify for more house, typically.
It does, yes, because it gives you a tax credit. Think of that as an extra amount added to your refund of 20% of your mortgage interest for as long as you live in that home. So it's significant. And we can take that amount of that tax credit, add it to your qualifying income, so a person mm-hmm. can actually qualify for more home. And that can be the difference between two bedrooms and three bedrooms.
Oh, yeah.
One bathroom and two bathrooms.
Well, even with the fact that we just had the interest rate increases,
mm-hmm.
that could make the difference of still continuing to qualify.
You're absolutely right.
For absolutely what you right. thought you were able to get before.
That's right. Because rates going up a half a percent mm-hmm. could also take away
yeah.
$30,000, $40,000, $50,000
of buying power. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
You're absolutely right.
So it's good for people to know.
Well, where can they find that out?
Well,
at our class, yeah.
Yes. On
this Saturday.
Yes. So. Well, we have a Facebook page for the class that we have that's going out. So if someone went to the Team Reba page on Facebook, they'd be able to find this information.
Perfect.
We also have been posting information on our blog. But if they want to just contact us to have the info sent to them, info@teamreba.com.
There you go.
Is probably the best and easiest and fastest way to get the information.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's going to be fun. I always enjoy teaching these classes, and we usually have have them going on periodically throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So this will be no exception this year. We'll have a few coming along, but this will be the first one coming up.
Okay, but to say, so you and I do these classes quite a bit, but we were also talking about, and we're going to put this out to our listeners in case you guys want to chime in on anything, whether you want to contact us on Twitter or Facebook or to our emails or any of that kind of stuff. But we're looking at potentially doing investment classes this
yes.
year as well,
yes.
and even seller classes.
Right. So investment, let's clarify that, because when we're talking an investment class, mm-hmm. we're talking about giving you information and tools and skills to purchase investment real estate. In other words,
right.
rental property.
Correct.
We're not talking about the flip this house, buy with other people's money, zero down kind of stuff, right? Have you
right.
seen, heard the commercials? There's lots of those commercials out there.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that, as well as those seminars
right.
have become huge again.
Yeah, this isn't that.
Yeah.
No.
This is back to your concept of the no fluff.
Right.
Yeah. This is the no fluff version, because we don't ask for people to join investment clubs and other things of that nature. So
no.
it's nothing along those lines. It's more, it's the realistic view of, you know, what property types are out there. What mm-hmm. kind of financing is available to you? How do you grade a property? There's so many different things, but we can talk about that a little bit more once we
yeah.
come back after this break. So this is Open House with Team Reba. If you have a call, 866-712-1300 if you have questions for us.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.